I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, June 16, 2014, to order, and call on Sue Clayton if she will lead us in a word of prayer.
Our Father, how we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for the bounty of the blessings that you have poured upon us. We ask, Father, that you would continue to be with our nation and with our county, with our cities, Lord, and with our homes. We ask, Father, that you would bless us and continue to guide us. We ask your blessings upon this meeting today. And we ask, Father, that you would be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 340024 through 340095 and one journal entry transfer for postage.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve checks number 340024 through 340095 and one journal entry for postage. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Guys, in case you want to see it, there is an order from John Waters, who is the interim presiding circuit judge, which was dated June 2nd, advising us that he had closed the circuit and judicial offices the day of Judge Orr's funeral. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minute dated June 5A.
Second. That's all we had, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Motion is made, seconded, to approve executive session minutes dated June 5A. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. board appointments. This morning we have two appointments potentially in front of us. One is 911 and the second is Transportation Board.
Motion for approval of Ryan Melton of the Bradleyville Assistant Fire Chief, who also works for MoDOT, as the 911 board representative.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Ryan Melton to the vacancy that exists on the 911 advisory board. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Transportation Board. I spoke this morning, gentlemen, with Tom Snyder, who has agreed, if appointed, he would serve on the Transportation Board, Tane County Transportation Board. Tom, as you know, is now the retired manager of Empire District Electric. Careful how I word that. At the dam?
At the dam, yeah.
Was stationed, I think. Yeah.
The one that's in question, that the lines need to be redrawn on the transportation deal, but that doesn't affect his appointment, but it does affect who's representing what area there. So I'm going to make a motion for approval of Tom Snyder.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Tom Snyder to the vacancy that exists on the Taney County Transportation Board. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we have in front of us a funding agreement from the Village of Taneyville. Letter from John C. T. Asking that this be placed before the County Commission. This funding agreement is specific to sewer system improvements the village wishes to make to its collection system and wastewater treatment facility. The total dollar amount being requested through this funding agreement is $35,385.59. Along with this funding agreement, I've included my recommendation of approval letter from the office of Pat Keck, signed by Jill Patterson, who has approved the funding agreement and attached copies as to form and other project-specific information.
Ron, is that the one I read? It's $35,000, you say?
Yes, sir.
A motion for approval of the funding agreement. Taneyville, Village of Taneyville.
Village of Taneyville funding agreement. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the funding agreement as presented by and between the County of Taney and the Village of Taneyville. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I didn't even get to call on you.
Any questions?
No, we're all set. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for your help. Appreciate it. Yeah. The village does too.
Thanks, John. I didn't even see him sitting out there. Senior Services Board discussion. Good morning. How are you all? Would you like to come up and join us?
I suppose.
favor.
Yeah, that microphone records our meetings, and it also broadcasts live over the internet.
I would like to respectfully request from you gentlemen that the Senior Citizen Services Board be allowed to open their own bank account, and after doing so that we can have you all transfer the tax dollars from the county account into our account.
Let me address this issue just for the edification of those people who might be listening, and also to clear up any potential misunderstandings that may be in existence within the community from a couple of phone calls that I've received. The chapter of law that the board was established under was Chapter 67. And under 67.993, it states, upon the approval of the tax authorized by Section 67.990 by the voters of the county or city, not within a county, the tax so approved shall be imposed upon all taxable property within the county or city, and the proceeds therefrom shall be deposited in a special fund to be known as the Senior Citizen Services Fund, which is hereby established within the county or city treasury. Just so that those individuals have questions as to why it was set up the way that it was, it's set up because that's how Missouri law had dictated to us to set it up, as it is with any new board that's created, basically that the county commission has any authority over appointing those boards. I think the reasoning of the General Assembly when it created this portion of the law was to put oversight for new boards under the auspices of either a county or a city when those boards were created by either of those political subdivisions. Because the county already has somebody that's bonded, because the county is already required and has oversight from the state on how our investment procedures, and there are a list of procedures that we have to follow before we can invest any funds, and because we already have insurance policies in place that oversee us and protect us and the fiduciary responsibility that a county commission or a city council would have. I don't know that there are any objections from the commission. I'm going to allow the other two gentlemen to speak. I know that we had a discussion that was clear back a year ago as to your thoughts in moving forward in this direction. And we have chatted with council, I've chatted with the state auditor's office, and I've chatted with a number of counties, and it's really done equally. Some leave it within the county system, and some, in fact, create bank accounts and oversee those funds themselves. For anybody in the public who may have a question, county commissions across the state and or city councils cannot touch these funds. We can't use them for any purpose other than what the boards that are created tell the county commission to approve, and then those dollars are passed through for the payment of whatever that bill was. I would request that the senior board, this is just my personal thinking, reduce to writing a formal request to the county commission so that we have that on file, so that each of us and our fiduciary responsibility and that of the other officers that are involved, which is the county auditor and the county treasurer, are covered from that perspective. And then I would be willing, whenever you have all your things in place and tell us that you're ready to go, to do that, and would work with, I see our auditor has set in, to see that that request is met. Brandon, Danny?
No, I don't have any objection to that, other than there are several things that lay on responsibility of the board when it takes this action on. Whenever it does, it has to probably hire an accountant, which is going to cost you $50,000 plus. You'll have to go through all the proper procedures as far as bidding the monies that go into just as the county does, because that's part of the process that you will have to go through. There's a lot of things that I see as an advantage as to keeping it in the county, but at your request, I also understand that that we appoint this board to make those decisions. And so the other things such as bonding, so on and so forth, and things that our treasurer puts through to us as far as the bidding on the money, which the county receives very little on their funding as on those interest-bearing accounts. But that's all I have a question about would be consideration of that fact that they totally understand the responsibility that they're putting themselves in, and the liability is what I would say.
But can I state from the county commission, and that's what I'm asking you to, is when we receive that formal letter in writing from the board, are we agreeable that those funds will be turned over directly to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm just voicing the concerns of.
No, you have some things we need to check into also concerning these things that you have talked about.
Right.
Currently, as a board that's appointed by the county commission, you are enjoying the protection of our directors and officers' liability that the county pays a great deal of money for on an annual basis. But through the insurance that we have, all the boards that we appoint enjoy that coverage. That's through MOPRM. But you all need to look at that as well as a number of other issues in setting this up, because you really need to do that for your own protection.
Yeah. And we don't. We just have been asked to ask, so we're asking.
Well, we're ready to move forward when you all are ready to move forward.
We appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
Don, anything from you, sir? Or Beth?
No, I just want to be clear. Are we clear with Mr. Cotty? He's not going to have any objection.
Mr. Cotty sent us a draft some time ago of what his legal opinion would be. He hadn't signed that because it wasn't a formal opinion. But it is his opinion that we can move forward, that other counties have moved forward, and can allow the board the discretion to do that. Yes.
And whenever I have spoken with the bank, Missouri Bank, that holds the funds now, they said to release those funds, we would have to have a letter from the commission.
Whenever you approach us, we'll take care of whatever needs to be. You bet. Okay. Thank you all very much. Gentlemen, we have, but it's not till 10 o'clock, daily staff review and agenda requests. Let's stand in recess. Is there anyone here who wished to speak to this issue before I close this out? Let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock, at which time we'll bring up daily staff review and agenda requests. We'll do that in the conference room upstairs. Pretty light agenda today, and then we will adjourn. Thank you all.